be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
You know, we're a society that is more connected than ever, and this COVID-19 issue has kind of disconnected us physically. Now, there's technology is a great thing, but we're still disconnected physically, and it's creating feelings of uncertainty and fear. You know, it's hard not to be paralyzed thinking that there isn't something you can do to make a positive impact during this crisis. And there are ways that you can support those who are in need the most. So we're going to cover a few of those things today in Dollars and Cents. Number one, we can help get medical supplies shipped to where people need it the most. The humanitarian organization Direct Relief has been shipping oxygen concentrators all over the world. These devices can help patients breathe using equipment at home instead of being in a hospital on a ventilator. And, of course, we know about all the shortages of masks and other medical equipment. They have provided, since January 1st, over $1.5 billion of medical aid, over 7.4 million pounds of supplies. So they help support medical providers all over the United States and all over the world. You can go to directrelief.com. Again, directrelief.com to learn more about how you can support this tremendous organization. You can also volunteer with Meals on Wheels. You know, many older Americans depend on Meals on Wheels for regular food delivery, and the demand's only increasing. But, you know, there's another thing. Many older adults are feeling such isolation and the long-term effects of being at home by themselves, and the interaction with Meals on Wheels can provide a much-needed social interaction, and Meals on Wheels chapters even keep in touch with area patrons through telephone reassurance programs. So you can go to MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org. Another thing is to donate money to a reputable nonprofit. A great resource for nonprofits is CharityNavigator.org. They provide ratings on charities that measure how effectively they're getting money into the hands of people that they serve. So it's a great way to check up on the fiscal responsibility of your charities you want to support. Another thing you can do is support local food banks. You know, we know what's been happening to the store shelves as people have been stockpiling non-perishables. Grocery stores don't have enough to donate to local food banks. And you can help with either food or making even monetary donations to your local food bank. You can go to feedingamerica.org, also secondharvesttn.org right here in East Tennessee. Another thing is to give blood. The American Red Cross is there's a big shortage of blood all over the country, and they're urging healthy adults to donate blood or platelets. Now, some people worry there's going to be a low blood donor participation. According to the Red Cross, there is no indication that COVID-19 can be transmitted through blood transfusions. So if you go to redcrossblood.org, you can find out more about where those centers are here in Knoxville. And then finally, think about the homeless here in Knoxville. The homeless have weakened immune systems from pre-existing conditions, plus most of them are uninsured. Reach out to homeless shelters and organizations. See what they need the most. A couple of great charities here in Knoxville, CARM, Knox Area Rescue Ministries, CARM.org, and then also Volunteer Ministry Center, which is VMCInc.org, to help support not only during this crisis, but well into the future. So I think, you know, we've got that volunteer spirit here in Tennessee. Nobody rallies to a cause of those that need help more than Tennesseans. And so I would urge you, as you're home and spending more time at home with your family, these are some great ways that you can support those that are in need. I have a blog posted exactly on this topic. If you go to BroganFinancial.com, click on blog, and you can read my blog with these six ideas with links to local charities and organizations to help.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.